This is the Sakar Muli of 20th of February 2025. Essence. Sweet children, now donate the vices so that the omens are removed and this Tamopradhan world becomes Satopradhan. Question. Which aspect should you children never become distressed about? Answer. You should never become distressed with your life, because this life has been praised as the life like a diamond. You have to take care of it. If you are healthy, continue to listen to this knowledge. However many days you continue to live here, you will continue to earn an income, and your accounts will be settled. Song. Salutations to Shiva. Om Shanti. Today is Thursday. You children say, the day of the true Guru, because he is the one who establishes the land of truth, and he tells the story of the true Narayan in a practical way. He makes ordinary humans into Narayan. He is remembered as the bestower of salvation for all. He is also called the Lord of the Tree. This is the human world tree. It is called the Kalpa tree. Cycle after cycle, that is, every 5,000 years, it repeats identically. A tree repeats as well. The plant grows for 6 months, and then the gardeners uproot it and keep it aside. They then plant it again and it flowers. You children now know that we celebrate the father's birthday for half a cycle, and that we then also forget it for half a cycle. On the path of devotion, we remember him for half a cycle. When will the father come and establish the garden of flowers? There are many omens. There are the omens of Jupiter, and then there are also the omens of the descending stage. At this time, the omens of Rahu have settled over Bharat. When the moon is eclipsed, they even call out, give a donation so that the omens are removed. Now the father says, donate these five vices so that the omens are removed. The whole world has now become eclipsed. The five elements too have been eclipsed because they are Tamopradhan. Each and everything that is new definitely becomes old. New is called Satopradhan and old is called Tamopradhan. Even small children are called Satopradhan. They are considered to be more elevated than great souls because they don't have the five vices. Sannyasis too perform devotion in childhood. For example, Rama Tirath was a devotee of Sri Krishna. When he adopted renunciation, he stopped worshipping him. Purity is needed on earth. Previously, Bharat was the purest of all. Then, when the deities went onto the path of sin, all the things of heaven, the palaces of gold, etc., were destroyed by earthquakes, etc. They will be built afresh. Destruction definitely does take place. Calamities and upheaval take place when the kingdom of Ravan begins. At this time, all are impure. In the golden age, deities rule. Demons and deities have been shown battling, but deities only exist in the Golden Age. How can there be fighting there? There are no deities at the confluence. Your name is Pandavas. Pandavas and Kauravas don't fight one another. All of those things are tall stories. The tree is so big, there are so many leaves. It is not possible to count them all. The deities don't exist at the confluence. The Father sits here and explains to you souls. It is you souls who listen and nod your heads. I am a soul. Baba is teaching me. Make this firm. The Father makes us pure from impure. It is souls who have good or bad sanskars. This soul says through his organs, Baba is teaching me. The Father says, I too need organs with which I can explain. The soul feels happy. The Father comes every 5,000 years to speak this knowledge to us. You are sitting in front of me. Only Madhuban is praised. He is the father of souls. Everyone calls out to him. You enjoy sitting here directly in front of him, but not everyone can come and live here. You also have to see to your business and work, etc. You souls come to the ocean. You imbibe this knowledge, and then you have to go and relate it to others. Otherwise, how would you benefit others? Yogi and knowledgeable souls are interested in going to explain this to others. Now, Shiva Jayanti is to be celebrated. God speaks. God speaks cannot be said of Sri Krishna. He is a human being with divine virtues. That is called deityism. You children understand that the deity religion doesn't exist now, and that it is now being established. You wouldn't say that you now belong to the deity religion. No, you now belong to the Brahmin religion. You are becoming those of the deity religion. The shadow of the deities cannot fall on this impure world. Deities cannot enter this world. A new world is needed for you. When they are to perform the worship of Lakshmi, they clean their houses so much. This world is also now going to be cleaned to a very great extent. The whole of this old world is going to end. People only ask Lakshmi for wealth. Who is greater, Lakshmi or Jagadamba? Amba. There are also many temples to Amba. Human beings don't know anything. You understand that Lakshmi is a master of heaven and that Jagadamba, who is also called Saraswati, is the same Jagadamba who then becomes this Lakshmi. Your status is more elevated than that of the deities. The Brahmin top knot, highest of all. You are the highest of all. She is praised as Saraswati Jagadamba. What do you receive through her? The sovereignty of the world. There you are wealthy. You receive the kingdom of the world. Then you become poor, and the path of devotion begins. Then you remember Lakshmi. Every year Lakshmi is also worshipped. They invite Lakshmi to come every year. No one invites Jagadamba to come every year. After all, Jagadamba is worshipped constantly. They go to Amba's temple whenever they want to. Here too, you can meet Jagadamba any time you want. You too are Jagadambas, world mothers, are you not? You are the ones who show everyone the path to become the masters of the world. They go to Jagadamba and ask for everything. They only ask Lakshmi for wealth. They would put all their desires in front of her, Jagadamba. Now that you have come and become the Father's children, your status is therefore the highest of all. The Father gives you the inheritance. You are now the godly community. You will then become the deity community. At this time, all the desires of your minds are fulfilled for the future. Human beings continue to have desires. All your desires are fulfilled. This is a devilish world. Look how they produce so many children. You children are given a vision of how Sri Krishna's birth takes place in the Golden Age. There everything happens according to the laws. The word sorrow doesn't exist. It is definitely called the land of happiness. You have passed through happiness many times. You have been defeated many times, and you have also gained victory many times. You now have the awareness that Baba is teaching us. In a school, knowledge is studied. Together with that, manners are also learnt. There, no one learns manners like those of Lakshmi and Narayan. It is now that you imbibe divine virtues. Praise is also sung of them, full of all virtues. So you now have to become like them. You children should never become distressed with this life of yours, because this life has been praised as the life like a diamond. You have to take care of it. If you are healthy, you have to continue to listen to this knowledge. You can still listen during illness. You can also remember the Father. For however many days you live here, you will remain happy. You will continue to earn an income, and you will continue to settle your accounts. Some children ask, Baba, when will the Golden Age come? This is a very dirty world, the Father says. First of all, at least make your stage karmatit. Continue to make as much effort as possible. Children should be taught, remember Shiv Baba. This is unadulterated remembrance. To perform devotion of one Shiva is unadulterated worship, Satapradan devotion. Then to remember the deities is Sato devotion. The Father says, whilst standing and sitting, remember me, the Father. Only the children call out, Hey Purifier, Hey Liberator, Hey Guide. It is souls who say this. Children, remember Baba. The Father now reminds you how you have been remembering me. Hey, remover of sorrow, bestower of happiness, come. Come and free us from sorrow. Liberate us. Take us to the land of peace. The Father says, I shall take you to the land of peace, but I shall not accompany you to the land of happiness. It is only now that I give you company. I take all souls home. I give you my company now, in this study, and you then accompany me back home. That's all. I sit here and give my introduction to you children very clearly. To the extent that each of you makes effort, accordingly, you will then attain your reward there. The Father gives you a lot of understanding. Remember me as much as possible, and your sins will be absolved, and you will receive wings with which to fly. A soul doesn't have wings like those wings. A soul is a tiny point. No one knows how a part is fixed in a soul for 84 births. Neither does anyone have recognition of souls, nor does anyone have recognition of the Supreme Soul. This is why the Father says, no one can know me as I am, what I am. Only from me can my creation and I be known. Only I come and give my introduction to you children. I also explain to you what a soul is. This is called soul realization. Each soul resides in the middle of a forehead. They say, an amazing and unique star sparkles in the middle of the forehead. However, what is this soul? No one knows this at all. When someone says that he would like to have a vision of a soul, explain to him. You say that there is a star in the middle of the forehead. What is the purpose of seeing a star? A dot tilak is also shown as a star. They also show a star in the middle of the crescent moon. In fact, each soul is a star. The Father has now explained, you are stars of this knowledge. The sun, the moon, and the stars are the lamps that light the stage. They are not deities. On the path of devotion, they also offer water to the sun. This Baba also used to do everything on the path of devotion. He used to say, salutations to the deity sun, salutations to the deity moon, and then make an offering of water to the sun. All of that belongs to the path of devotion. This one has performed a great deal of devotion. The number one worthy of worship one then became the number one worshipper. Numbers have to be taken into account, just as there are numbers in the rosary of Rudra. This one has performed the most devotion. The Father now says, young and old, it is now everyone's stage of retirement. I will now take everyone back, and you won't return here at all. The things they depict in the scriptures, such as annihilation taking place, the world flooding, and Sri Krishna arriving on a peepal leaf, do not really happen like that. The Father explains that it is not a matter of an ocean. There it is a palace of a womb, where a baby lives very happily. Here it is called a jail of a womb. It is in a womb that one receives the punishment for sins. However, the Father says, "Man, man above, remember me." If people ask at the exhibition, "Why aren't there any other religions shown in the picture of the ladder?" tell them, "Those of other religions don't take 84 births. All the other religions are shown in the tree. You can calculate for yourself from that how many births you will take. We have to show the ladder of 84 births. Everything else is shown in the tree and the cycle. Everything is explained in them. When you look at a map, your intellect understands where London is, where such and such a city is. The Father makes it so easy for you to explain. Show everyone how the cycle of 84 births turns. Now, if you want to become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan, then remember the unlimited Father, and you will become pure. Then, having become pure, you will go to the pure world. This is not a difficult matter. Whatever time you have, remember the Father. That will then become a powerful habit. Even if you were to walk to Delhi whilst in remembrance of the Father, you wouldn't have any tiredness. If there is true remembrance, the consciousness of the body would be broken. Then there wouldn't be tiredness. Those who come at the end will go even faster in having remembrance. Hatcha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Stay in the unadulterated remembrance of the One Father and finish all consciousness of your body. Make effort to become Karmatit. For as long as you reside in that body, you have to accumulate an imperishable income. 2. Become a knowledgeable soul and serve others. Imbibe whatever you hear from the Father and then relate it to others. Donate the 5 vices and become free from the omens of Rahu. Blessing. May you be courageous and make the land fruitful with your constant and stable stage in following one direction. When you children become courageous with your constant and stable stage in following one direction as a gathering, when you remain engaged in doing just one task, you will constantly remain in blossom, and the land will also become fruitful. Nowadays, through science, you plant something and immediately receive the fruit of it. In the same way, with the power of silence, you will easily and quickly see revelation. When you remain free from obstacles and are merged in love for the One Father, when you follow the directions of the One and are constant and stable, many other souls will automatically cooperate with you and the land will become fruitful. Slogan. Those who consider their arrogance to be their pride cannot remain humble. Have love for solitude and imbibe unity and concentration. be in solitude and also have just as much of an entertaining nature. In these two words, there is a great difference, but in the stage of perfection, these two stages should be equal. To the extent that you remain in solitude, to that extent also remain entertaining and jovial. Your entertaining nature should not disappear when in solitude. Both should be equal at the same time. One moment be in solitude, and the next moment be jovial and entertaining. To the extent that you are mature and serious, to that extent also remain harmonious. To be harmonious means one who is harmonious in nature and sanskars. Om Shanti.